In the Slichas this morning, we said something very interesting. First Slicha, we said, Asanu l'cha yoytze ruchos, baroi v'avaneinu kovdu anochos. We're coming to you, Shem Yisbarach reitze ruchos, with our so many averas, that we're sighing, gzeiros, otzmu v'rabu tzrichos, lots of gzeiros. Ki, Meshiva also betamuz nishtabra ruchos. Shiva also betamuz, the shoresh of Shiva also betamuz, is nishtabra ruchos. But then we carry on. Galinu mi beis habechira, tineinu nechtam v'nigzor gzeira. When the golus from the beis hamikdash, our din was nechtam, the gzeiru was nigza, v'choshach ba'adenu oira, and the light became dark for us. Ki, because, talking about the churban abayis, went into golus, ki, b'shiva asa betam, was nisr for our Torah. Mishnah says in Tainis, there were five things that happened on Shiva asa betam. Nishtabra aluchais, a goy melech called Apostomus burnt the Torah, took a save a Torah and burnt it. We carry on all the five things we'll see in the Slicha. Horsu ayveinu ha'eichal, he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Uvorch ha'shchina mizov is ha'eichal, Shchina went away. Imsanu b'dei zeidim lis'ako, we were consumed by Baligaiva. Ki b'shiva asa b'tamuz hom atzelem b'heichal. Because, again, talking about the churban, churban abayis, it was because shiva asa b'tamuz hom atzelem b'heichal. There was another thing that happened on shiva asa b'tamuz. The mamid and idol in the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi says it was Menashe. Zerunu me'ir al ir. When he goes from city to city, v'nil kadmenu rav v'tzair, and the elders and the youngers were captured. Chorvel mesoseinu v'eish ba'hiv ir. Destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Burnt the Beis Hamikdash. Ki, because Shiva asa betamuz hovka ha'ir. They broke through. It was the next thing that happened on Shiva asa betamuz. They broke through the walls of Yerushalayim on Shiva asa betamuz. Tofash migdoshenu tzor ha'mashmit. And the enemy destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. V'nutal mechosim v'kala etzodom v'tzomid. And the simcha v'chosim v'kala. We don't have the shlemus of simcha v'chosim v'kala. Yan ki asnucha nitanu lahashmit. Because we made you angry, so we were given over to be destroyed. Ki, shiva asa betamuz, bottle atomid. That's the fifth thing. From shiva asa betamuz, they stopped being makrib the korban tomid. There were five things that happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, and five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. What's the connection between the five things that happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz and the five things that happened to the Churban Abayis that happened on Tisha B'Av? Lechoyra, it's two separate parshas. So you could say, okay, Hovka ear, once they broke through the walls of Yerushalayim, they sieged Yerushalayim for years, and then they broke through. Machloikis, Yerushalmi, Bavli, according to the Bavli, it's only in the Bais Sheni was on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. According to the Yerushalmi, the Bais Rishon was also on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, Hovka ear. According to the Bavli, the Bais Rishon was on the Tisha B'Tamuz. Mal Kolponim, It's not so poshut. Ein marsha. Whether what the pshat in the Bavli is, al kolponim. That you could say the connection, but here we're connecting all five things to the Churban. Because of Nishtabru Aluchos, that was going the Churban. Because they were Mamid at Tselim in the Heichal, the time of Menashe, that was going the Churban. Afterwards, they took them out, they got rid of the idols. The needs of Biur. The next week's Haftorah, the first Haftorah, the Talta de Paranusa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right at the beginning of Yirmiyahu's Shlichus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yirmiyahu and showed him something. The Pashtus is that he didn't see like it sounds, like you'll see the Vayhi Dvar Hashem Eilai Leimer, Mo Ato Roi Yumio. Hashem asked him, what do you see? Vayma Makel Shoke Dani Roye. I saw a stick of an almond tree. It was a stick, it was the branch, but just the stick. Makel Shoke. You're seeing well. If it would have been poshut that he just saw a makel shokid, then what's the shaila? Well, what are you seeing? And you see well. Elamai told me because it was just a stick, and he knew that it came from an almond tree. The Pashto sees the Maros HaNeviim, they saw Dvarim Ruchniim, and they touch it. It's a marshal for what they're seeing. The taichit, what they're seeing, and it's called a makel shoket in our world. The shayla was quick. Did he know? Did he understand what he was seeing? Yirmiyahu said, "It's a makel shoket." And the Rabban Hashem says, "Yet he tafta liros. What's the biur in this makel shoket? Ki shoket ani al dvori la soisoi." Because I'm being mishtadl with kol koiches, shakdonus, investing all the koiches to be mekayim my word. What's the pshat? Rashi says, Hashoked hazeh hu memarhe lehoitzi perach koidim lekol eilonis, af ani memarhe lasos tavari. The almond tree, in Eretz Yisrael, you're doing. The first trees which bud, which flower in the winter, by Tu Bishvat, are the almond trees. And they're the first ones to bud. U'medrash Agoda, and Rashi brings the Medrash by Sitzu Yerushalmi, it's brought in Kama Mekomis in the Eicha Rabbah. Hashoked hazeh, mishaz chanitosoi, at gmar bishuloi, esrim ve'echod yoim. From the time that it flowers, to the time the pre comes out, the actual almond comes out, is 21 days. Keminyin yomin shebein shiva osa betamuz sheboi huvka ha'ir letishabav sheboi nisraf habayis. So in Yirmiyah, the tchilas, and Vuasai, Rabbi Shalom showed him this Makel Shoket. The Malbim is Marich. We say a Makel. We have a Loshen of a Makel and a Shevet. And also a Misham. But a Shevet is a stick. It's a stick which usually shows Chashivas. Of a makel is a rod where the whole tachlis of the makel is just to hit. This was a makel of a shoket. It wasn't the shevet of a shoket, and it wasn't even the anaf of the shoket. It wasn't the branch. it came from the tree, keilu. It's a mare. It's a makel. Like Bilam hit the osin with a makel. When it's something to hit, give an oinish, it's called a makel. Here was a makel of a shokeid, which came from a shokeid. And Chazal are telling us why Davka a shokeid. This loshen noifel al noifel ki shokeid ani al dvori la soisoi. No, it's much more than that. And the shokeid takes 21 days. He saw a makel, he didn't see anything growing on it. He just saw this stick. But the makel of the shokeid takes 21 days from the time it's motzi the perach to the time it's motzi the pri. And Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him the gzeir of this oynish. This oynish is a mahalach. It starts Yud Zayin Tammuz. And it's one mahalach. It's one shokeid. It's one makel. It's one mahalach. These 21 days, which we're starting now, is a mahalach betavka min ha-shamayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom showed him, it wasn't just b'mikre, that they burst through the hovka ha-ir, happened to be on Shiv Asa B'Tammuz, and it took them 3 weeks until they could actually destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't b'mikre. Kamuvan, it wasn't b'mikre. Was Nigzar a mahalach from Yud Zayin Tammuz till Tisha B'Av? It's a mahalach. It's one mahalach. It's one makel. It's one set of oynish. There's the aschol of the oynish when you just see the makel until the fruit comes out. And Rachmona Litzon, it was a terrible fruit. In Vayis Tois, we have to understand why is Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, the Shorish of the Chorban. That's what we said in the Slicha, that we're toile the Chorban Abayis on the five things that happened on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Now, Kamuvan, if the Mishnah tells us there are five things that happened on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, they're not abstract. They're not just Mehecha Teisa, these five things happen to happen on these days. There's something Be'etzim in between all five things. They're all one Yesod, which is what is the Yesod of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz? And the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av also, one has to learn them, understand why they're all connected, what's the Chuta Meshulish that goes through all five things. They're all one inyan. If the Mishnah puts them together, Chamisha Dvarim, Iru, Avaseinu, Shiva Asa V'Tammuz, and the Mishnah means this one sugya. And here we see that Be'etzem, the five things from Shiva Asa V'Tammuz are connected to the five things of Tisha B'Av. Be'etzim, one could be ma'ayin and see why each one's there, can I get zeh? But that, zonocha nekuda. But the shoyrish, I want to see, for us, what's the shoyrish of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, which grows very fast into the shoyrish of the Churban Abayis. When we see that Chazal tell us something that happened in the Midbar, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz was Nishtabra Aluchos, Vaistois, the Inyonim that happened in the Midbar are all things which are Nogea to the Shorish Hiroshim of Klal Yisrael. Everything that happens there later on goes through history and repeats itself. We know we have the Yomim Tovim, which are keneged the Inyonim from the Midbar. Zman Cheiruseinu, Zman Matan Teiruseinu, Sman Simchoseinu, Ananea Kovind. These manim, their shoyresh is in what happened in the Midbar. And that shoyresh comes every year and chases itself over. The Zman Yitzias Mitzrayim isn't something which is just a historical fact that it's gone. Something happened 3,300 years ago, and it's nice, it's history. No, every year when we come back to Nisan, we come back to Chamisha Osam and Nisan, the Hashbah of Cherus in Shiva Osam, Chamisha Osam and Nisan, is here every year with us. Something which is very deep in the Metzius of Klal Yisrael. Amchal is Masbir, Marich, the whole Inyan, Derech Hashem, other places. The Hashbos HaZman comes back. Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Vav Sivan, has itself over every year. Zman Simcha Seinu. Is what's the Zman of Nishtabra Aluchois, which Vaistois, Nishtabra Aluchois is the Shoyresh of Shivasa Vatamas, of these five things, the other four. And a Maisa we see here is the Shoyresh of the Churban. What was supposed to be on Shivasa Vatamas? Svarim is Mavur, that the Zman Matan Toroseinu was the Zman of Chasunosoi, was a Chasna, us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that was Kiddushin. That was Erusin. Erusin, the Kala becomes Miyuchad to the Chasna. But she's still in the old days when there was a big space between Erusin and Nisuin. In Erusin, she still lived in her father's house. But she was an Eishes, she was Asur al Kol Ha'olam, and only Muteris to the Chosn. A Naira Muroso, person's Baal Naira Muroso, Nischaev Skila, the worst Oynish. Then comes Nisuin. Nisuin is, she goes to the base bailo. She leaves the base of here, and she goes to the base bailo. Nisuin lives bequias with her husband. But the first stage is making her miyuchot. Tosus says, Ariat mekudeshesli. Mekudeshesli means miyuchedesli. The tachlis of assuring her al kol ha'olam is not the isa greater, like we say in the birchas erusin. It's an interesting lashon in birchas erusin. Say ve'os alonu es harayas ve'hite alonu es hanesuas lanu alidei chupa v'kiddushin. But why are we mentioning the chupa v'kiddushin? Chupa is nisuin, and it's a bracha of erusin. Because the tachlis of the isa is not just the American isa. It's not like a neder. Let's say a person makes a neder, and he asks a kikar, kikazu, koinom kikazu. So see, the tachlis there is to make it awesome. Here, the tachlis is not to make her awesome. The isa is only to make her miyuchad to him. If she would, if he doesn't, if she's not also al kol ha'olam, then she's not miyuchad to him. There's nothing special about that relationship. The relationship only comes when she's also to everyone else and she's mutter to him. So in the birchas erusin, when we're saying the be'etzim, the chosn is being matel and isa hariat mekudeshesli, he's making her into a murasa that's also al kol ha'olam. The tachlis is that she should be miyuchedes to him. Not the tachlis is the isa. The tachlis is the heta. And especially muta to him, and only muta to him. That's it. Miyuchad to him. But the relationship isn't completed until Nisuin. Nisuin is when she comes to live the base bylaw, and that's a marriage, as we understand, a normal marriage. Matan Torah was Kiddushin, was Erusin. When was the Nisuin supposed to take place? Ma'atzim yesterday, on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to bring down, was supposed to bring, did actually bring down the Luchos Rishonos, and that would complete the relationship of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we would be in a massive Nisuin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Keshe, complete Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keilu, we're living the base Hashem, Keseda, Mamesh, Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened? There are no free gifts in Ruchnius. We have to earn it. We had to earn Matan Torah. We came out from Mitzrayim. That was the Aschala, the Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Emuna in destroying the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, the Seh, coming through Kriyas Yamsuf until Klal Yisrael says, Na'aseh v'nishma. We want this Kiddushin. We want this relationship. We were zoiche to the Kiddushin. Matan Torah. Maimed Asinai. Maimed Asinai, the Giluim Gedolim that we saw. That was Miyachid Klal Yisrael, and now Osar Kol Olam. We're in a different matzav. We're Mechuyev in Torah. We're Meyuchad to HaKadosh Baruch. Oh, but the Kesher isn't complete yet. When we'd have Luchos, the Luchos of Meridik, Luchos were complete Ness. We would be in possession of the Luchos. The Etzim Luchos was Maisa Elokim, and the Ksav was Maisa Elokim. The whole thing was one big Ness, Lamalam in Ateva. We'd have something in our hands, Gansa Lamalam in Ateva. The Sipponu says, we wouldn't have needed an oil maid. We wouldn't have needed a Beis HaMikdosh. Why? We'd be in a matzav where, b'chol mokim she'ovo elecho ve'irachticha. Anywhere. Ayid, kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, married to Hashem Yisbarach, wherever it is, we can make korbanos, could daven, wherever we are. No, we need a nisayon. To earn that madriga. So it comes, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going back in Arba'im Yoim. Klal Yisrael made the cheshvan, Arba'im Yoim finishes on the 16th of Tammuz. They didn't realize that he meant Yomim Shleimim. So the first day didn't count because it wasn't the night wasn't part of the day. He only went up during the day. They made that cheshvan. And then comes the satan. And the satan shows them that Moshe Rabbeinu is nifter. No Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. What was this nisayon? This nisayon was to show, okay, Klal Yisrael, you don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. How did we come out of Mitzrayim? How do we get to the point we are? How do we get to Matan Torah? How do we get to Har Sinai? How did we get there? Because we had a Moshe Rabbeinu? Or is Moshe Rabbeinu just a shliach from Hashem? And we got there because Hashem Yisroach brought us to Har Sinai. Who made the Nisim in Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu? Or Hashem Yisroach made the Nisim? Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach who made certain parts of the Nisim happen. Not all the makas were done by Moshe Rabbeinu, but I'll call upon him. Makas v'chayres? Nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu was at home just like everybody else. Who made the makas? Who made Makas Dam? It was Moshe, it was Aaron, it was the Mateh, it was Hashem. Who made Svardeya? Who made Kinim? Who made Orev? V'chulim. How do we go through Kriyas Yamsuf? Was Moshe or was Hashem? Moshe is just a shliach. If we want to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keseda, Bebeis, Bailo, we want to be there, we have to realize we have only one Baal, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. We're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. There's no one else. Moshe Rabbeinu is just a shliach from Hashem. Aber Yik is Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was a meridik shliach. Who talked when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke? Moshe Rabbeinu? No. Shechina medaberes mitoch groinoi. He was just a loudspeaker. Well, the Shechina medaberes mitoch groinoi. The Eibishter was speaking to us. Toch groinoi shel Moshe. Was it Moshe or was it the Shechina? That was the Nisayon. So Moshe Rabbeinu's gone. That Lichoira. Moshe Rabbeinu's gone. Is enough Kamina? The Abish is still here. If Moshe Rabbeinu, who brought Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu. If we need a Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Hashem will send another Moshe Rabbeinu. And if we don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu, we won't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. But Klal Yisrael came. Gewalt! We need a Moshe. What are we going to do? They made cheshbonus. Ramban's Marich to explain. Made cheshbonus. Let's make an egel. An egel of Zav, says the Ramban, was like a mechanical Moshe Rabbeinu. It would be a kli which should be mekabel the Shechina. And now the Shechina would be medaberes mitoich, the goron of the egel, ke'ilu. They made cheshbonus. We can't just rely on Hashem Yisbarach. Oh, we need something else. We need an intermediary. We can't be mamish bebeis bailo. We wanted to stay in the beis avinu. Oh, you can't have luchos. Nishtabru aluchos. And that's the shorish of all the problems. Kein zeh, Rashi brings by the Chet of Mei Meriva. 40 years later, Miriam was nifta, the bear disappeared. We don't have anything to drink. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go and Daber el ha-sela, and you'll be motzi maim. The sela will be motzi maim. Sela will be motzi maimov. Brings Rashi from Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu came, and the sela disappeared amongst all the other rocks. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Shimuno ha-moirim. Aminasela hazeh noitzi lochem maim. And Pella, what's Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha? Aminasela hazeh noitzi lochem maim. Of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Dibartim el asela, yotzi maim. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Was he calling them moirim? What's his problem? So, Dr. Ashi, the diyuk is minasela hazeh. Says, what happened? They couldn't find the right seller. And Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you looking for the seller? Malachom is a seller, Rashi says. What do you care which seller? Bring out the water. Doesn't matter which seller. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Moirim. Rashi says three pshatim there. Moirim is sarvonim. You're a rebellious people. Your problem, causing problems the whole time. Then he calls, and Rashi says the second pshat is shoitim. Lashon Yevoni, we have in English from the same Greek word, a moron. Moirim means you're a bunch of morons. That's what it means. Shoitim. Why? Says Rashi. What did he mean? Min asela hazeh noitzelachem mayim. Min asela hazeh, from this rock. We're trying to find the right rock. From this rock. Shaloni stavinu alav. You think we can bring out this water from the rock which we want? Metzuveh. Noitzelachem mayim. Min asela hazeh shaloni stavinu. What was Klal Yisrael's? What were Klal Yisrael thinking? What were they saying? What's the whole machlokes here? Klal Yisrael is saying their old problem. Moshe, you do nisim. Moshe, what does it matter which nes? You can bring it out from any nes. It's Moshe. It's not Moshe. And the Eibishter wanted to show them glory. It's not Moshe. Dibartim el asela. Don't even hit the rock. Don't do anything. Just debout him and I said it. That's Shitas Rashi. Gansa Machloikas, what he was supposed to do. But I'll go upon him. Shitas Rashi. Other is showing him. It's not Moshe. That's what Moshe told them. You're idiots. You're Moirim. You're morons. It's not me. I mean, I said, I'm just a Mekayim. I'm a Shniach. I'm a Mekayim that Sivu. It's not me. It's Hashem Yisbarach. And they made the same mistake again. It's Moshe. So you can do it. It's magic. You can do it. Make a nest. Bring it out from any cellar. Who brought the Mayim out from the first cellar? Moshe or Hashem Yisbarach? Hashem Yisbarach. That was the mistake. It was a tragic mistake of the Egel. We need a Moshe. We're not completely bebeis Hashem. Today, we're still called murosim mid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah tzivalonu Moshe, moirosha kilus Yaakov, altrukir moirosha le murosa. Matan Torah is not bottle. We're still murasim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Nisuin hasn't taken place. That ultimate madrega that we should be, but based by land, there's nothing else. We're not yet but based by Baleinu. We're still living but based Avinu. We're not completely 100% what we were supposed to be. Later on, we got a Beis HaMikdash. Tzibuni says that's a B'di'evit. About Kol Ponim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Hashem. That's a Bechina of the Beis Hashem. And then, there was a Tkufa, they were Mamid, a Tzelem in the Heichal. Gemara, in Tainis, once there was Bittul Atomit, the same time that it happened, not necessarily the same period of the same date, the shikut, disgusting things, kinui for a tzelem. They put the same date that they were mevatel the tomid. They were nigzar to be mevatel the carbon tomid. What's a tomid? It's a carbon tomid. Tomid is keves echot baboy keves echot batzoraim. The keves is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael nim shalto keves. And what is this carbon? An oila. Oila is kuloi kolil Hashem. What is the carbon tomid? Keseda every single day, twice a day. Bli shum yoytzi min haklal. Klal Yisrael show, we are kulei kolei Lashem. Until there came the day where that shoyrish of the days were not kulei kolei Lashem. Batal Atomit. Shiva Asa B'Tamas. We had the Beis HaMikdash. The same time, there was this Maisa, they put the idol in the Beis HaMikdash. Frek de Gemara, v'chad hava. Was there one? Lo ksiv al knaf, shikutzim meshoimim. The Pasuk says afterwards, there were two. Al knaf ashkutzim meshoimim. There were two. Omar Rav, enochanami, trei hava. There were two. Originally, they put two tzlamim in the Beis HaMikdash. V'nofel chad al chavrei, v'tavre leili yodei. And one fell on the other and broke his hand off. V'shtakach t'havei ksiv bei, and they found afterwards, they found on the broken hand, the pashas on the broken hand, yesh oimrim was on the hand of the one that broke the other one. The following message, Ant Sovis the Chruva Besa, you wanted to destroy his house. Yodach Hashlimus Lay, I paid your hand to him. I gave you your hand to him. You wanted to destroy his house. You paid with your hand. The hand is the Aver of Pu'ula. Hands what we do Pu'ulas with. What's this Maisa? What's the Gemara mean? There originally were two and one fell on the other and broke one of them, so there were only one. Ended up there was only one. Well, what's the thing? And then you wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Well, who wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? The second one. It was on the hand of the second one. It says, Antsov is the Chruvei Beiso. Only you, the second one. What's the pshat? The Tifa in Yonim, Rabbi Yisai. So Maral says a very Tifa vault. Shitchi is what he's saying. I don't think it's the whole pshat, but Shitchi is what he's saying. You find it but Beshitchi is what he's saying. Is the Beis HaMikdash is the makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echot. We spoke in the Shabbaton. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Kairach, we only have Bayis Echot. Klal Yisrael is Echot. The Avodas Hashem is Echot, because the Eibishter is Echot. The Achdus Gomor of what Avodas Hashem is. We only have one husband. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodas Zarah looks at the world. There's lots of different chalokim in the world. Lots of different koichas in the world. And they made Avodah Zarah as this one to this koyach, this one, this koyach, this koyach, all the different koyachs in the world. But the Maaseh said there's only one koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the koyle la'koyle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the echot. There's one boyre, and the one boyre made a world with lots of different koyachs. But all those koyachs have to come together and make hashlama, like we said then. The orchestra, everybody playing together. Avodah Zarah isolates each kli in the orchestra. He said there's something separate here. When they put two tzlamim in the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to say, it's not the world of Echad. It's a world of Ribui. Miut Ribui Shnayim. There's thousands of koichas. When they put two, they wanted to say, it's not the world of Echot. The only way you can come to say that all the different koichos in the world work together is if you hold there's a boiri and there's one boiri. If they're different hascholas, if each one is independent of the other, then that's the way the goyim look at the world. It's a jungle. It's a world of the battle of life. Where people look, this force against that force, this force. What do they say in this jungle? A terrible world. The way they look at the world, it's a terrible world. Each one's trying to knock out the other. And in the end, what do you have? The survival of the fittest. Anyway, it's a sheker. I've spoken about that before. It's not true. World ought to be overrun with lions and tigers. And then, I don't know who's stronger, a lion or a tiger, and whoever's the strongest will be the world with all lions or all tigers, and that's it. Whoever's the strongest. And punfaket, there are more lambs than lions and tigers. It's not true, the survival of the fittest. But what do they look at the world? They look at the world, it's a whole big jungle, a whole big fight, and this against this, this against that. It's a terrible world. What is the Eibishter's world? An achdus. A beautiful symphony orchestra. With everybody playing together. In Achanami, in the matzav we are today, that some of the kelim are playing their own shtickle and not playing according to the conductor. But what is it supposed to be? It's supposed to be a beautiful symphony. Everybody working together, all the koichas working together. You can only have that, worldview if you understand there's one boire. And this one boire made all these different koichas, but there's sof kol sof, there's hashlomah, they come together. When they put these two tzlomim in the Beis HaMikdash, they were saying it's not the boire's world. It's a world of ribui koichas, no achdus. Says the Gemara, that can't be. In a Beis HaMikdash, such a thing can't be. So one fell on the other, knocked him down and says, you want to make ribui koichas, not here. That's churban. Antsovis lichruve beisa. Your pu'ula, your hand, I gave it up to him. Where do you come? And not in my house. Not in the Eibishter's house. There's no ribui here. This is echad. Can't have two, only one, only the Eibishter. We can't have two. And if two is churban. And even a Moshe Rabbeinu and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Bechinas Ribui. To realize Moshe Rabbeinu is a Shliach Neman, Shechina Medaber Sitoi Groina. We don't realize that. So what do you being makriv a common atomid? Kuloi kolin l'Hashem? No, make it a shlomim. Make it a chatos. Not an oila. Not kuloi kolin l'Hashem. The chelik to somewhere else. Moshe Rabbeinu told Korach, we only have one Torah. Apostrom has burnt the Torah. One Torah, burn the Torah. We have one ear, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, the Meridik HaMokim, what it's meant to be. David HaMelech says, Tinim Kufchof Beis, Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech. Oim deis hoyu ragleinu bishorayech Yerushalayim. Simcha to come, alil regel to come to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim abnuya. What's Yerushalayim, what's supposed to be? Yerushalayim abnuya. Ke'er shechubra lo yachdov. It's the city which is mischabe yachad. Shechurbe lo yachdom, Chazal say, there's Yerushalayim shel mala, Yerushalayim shel mato. The Yerushalayim shel mato, when it's ir abnuyo, There's no chilek between the elyonim and the tachtoinim. It's all one. Sheshom olu shvotim shivtei kor eidus li Israel. The heilige shvotim. Shvotim. The 12 shvotim. 13 shvotim. We include Menashe Ephraim and Shevet Levi. Never do that. We always have 12 of our kolponim. Be'etzim is 13. Yeah, 13 is gematria echot. The shivtei kor are the players in the symphony, in the orchestra. Shivtei kor. Not shvatim, shivtei kor. Each one has its own tafkid in the tafkid, overall tafkid, the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. Shivtei kor, eidus li Yisrael. Why did they come? Aliyah l'regel, Klal Yisrael come to Yerushalayim. Lahoidois l'shem Hashem. So the Malvim, Shisham Odu, Shivtei kor, v'ischabru kulam alidei ha'ir hazois, ad shi eidus li Yisrael, shehen goy echod misachtim. Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael are called in many makomis Yerushalayim. What do we mean when we call Klal Yisrael Yerushalayim? The achdus, the goy echod. The achdus that everybody comes to Yerushalayim, aliyah l'regel, 3 times a year, Klal Yisrael came, aliyah l'regel, for one purpose, lehoidos l'shem Hashem. When we come to Yerushalayim, well, Yerushalayim is the Beis Hashem, the ear shel Hashem. The ear which is Mesamel, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, the Hoidus L'Shem Hashem. There are two Bechinas, Be'etzim. There's Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. There are two Bechinas. Ki Mitzioin Teitzei Soira, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Tzion is the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokum Mitzuyim, where you can be Metzayin, you can point to the Shechina. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Toira, the Sanhedrin Hagdoyla was in the Beis HaMikdash, and Lishkas HaGozis, Misham Teitzei Toira. The Dvar Hashem Nevuah is Mirushalayim. So the Malbim and the Pasuk, what's the Dvar Hashem Nevuah? Nevuah comes from Klal Yisrael. What's the simen that the Shechina is betoich HaKlal Yisrael? The simen that the Shechina is betoich HaBayis is the Torah, as Yotze from there. But what's the simen that the Torah, the Shechina is betoich HaKlal Yisrael? Nevuah. The Yidden have Nevi'im. And that's Yerushalayim. Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Lehoido is the Shem Hashem. Yerushalayim is that Achdus. Yerushalayim was a mokem, the extension of the Beis HaMikdash. Kochim Kalim and Echolim Yerushalayim. Be'etzim, we find even more. We find a Loshen in our Tfilas, Vil Yerushalayim Beis Mikdashcha. Beis HaMikdash is a spashet Be'etzim through the whole of Yerushalayim. The Torah tells us certain things we have to eat in Yerushalayim. Maisa Sheni, we have to come and eat in Yerushalayim. Leman til medu leyirois Hashem Elokecha. Why? Why do we have to come to Yerushalayim? Leman til medu leyira. You'll learn yira. Tosfos says Yerushalayim was a mokum. The whole ear was kule avodas Hashem. A yid came to Yerushalayim. And he said, and he ate his ma'aseh sheni Yerushalayim, he was mushba. What's Yerushalayim? Avodas Hashem. There's nothing else. When Klal Yisrael were oil and a regel, they took away they parted the paroiches. The Klal Yisrael should see the kruvim in the bayis rishon. The kruvim, one kruv is Merames the Shechina, and one Kruv is Merames Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael came, Aliyah L'Regel, the two Kruvim were looking at each other, Panim Ish El Achiv, a simen that Klal Yisrael is Ein Lonu, Ein Oid Milavadoi, we're here. It was a Meridik Amayimid. When the Kol Klal Yisrael come, like it's supposed to be, Kol Klal Yisrael come, the Yerushalayim, we don't leave any guards on the borders. Yerushalayim, when we had the Beis Hamikdash, Eretz Yisrael, when we had the Beis Hamikdash, was a matzav of Shleimus Mamish, the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, Rashem Dalmor. The Shef Abrocha was in Eretz Yisrael, was Ein Kedugmos in the whole world. And three times a year, every single Yid comes to Yerushalayim. Be'achdus Gomor. There's nobody on the borders. So the pasuk, lo yechmat, not and no guy will even be chay made in the bias rishon. They wouldn't even have a half a minute to come in. Yerushalmi brings maises from the bias sheni that they were chay made, and a yid came, brings a kama maisim. The one year, and a yid came to Yerushalayim, and then he came back, and his goyish neighbors said, didn't you go to Jerusalem this year? It was your festival. I thought you always go. You go on your festival to Jerusalem. So he said, yeah, of course I did. He said, no, you didn't. I saw you. I saw you when you left the lights on, and I saw you walking around in the house. What's the pshat? The Rabbeinu Shem sent a malach bidmus of the neighbor of the yid, so the goy should think that he's still there. Meridikanes. That's not a Meridikanes. That's not the Madrega Klal Yisrael normally should be on. That's a lower Madrega. Halavai, we'd be on such a Madrega. That's not the ultimate Madrega. The ultimate Madrega is Lo Yechmoid. Here they were Choymeid. The Eibishter protected. And the Od Kabam Maisim like that, the Eibishter protected. But when we're on the Emerson Madrega with Kalani, with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, in Beis Baile, together with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ish El Ochiv, the two Kruvim looking at each other, there's nothing else. Halavai, we should be on that Madrega. But we weren't. Nabai is Sheini. If, according to the Rishonim who say, go with the Bavli. Why is Shiva also Batamuz? The Hare started in the Bais Rishon with the Tisha Batamuz, if we're talking that Mahalach. So they say because we're suffering more from the Bais Sheni, the Chum the Bais Sheni, than the Bais Rishon. Bais Rishon was a temporary Golus, and we came back and we rebuilt the Bais. Oh, but the Bais Sheni, that's our Golus, that's what we're suffering. And the Bais Sheni state, Shonu the Gemara and Yuma, Onu Bekiim Bohem, show you, Oiskim Betoira, Bemitzvahs, Begminas Chasodim, Aman Nechrevo. We spoke last week, the Gansi Yisod of Avodas Hashem, our Tafkid, is the Lechem, the Lachmi. What's the Lachmi? We have to make that bread. We have to be Mesadeh the world. We have to act showing this Elukus here. If we show act like that, then the Shechina comes. That's the Tafkid of our Korbanos. That's the Tafkid of all our mitzvahs. Luchu Lachmu v'Lachmi. That's the Tachlid of our Torah. Tachlis of our Torah. Kamuvan HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't eat the Korbanos. Korbanos is all for us. Lichoira in the Bayis Sheni, we had it. Oiskim Batoira v'mitzvahs, Gminas Chasodim. Aboisai, there was Sinas Chinom. If the Pnimius, the Chitonis can look nice, can look gewaltig, if the Pnimius is Choser, then it doesn't help.
Yes, we have to make a world where there's Elokus. What's Sinas Chinam? The Gaon explains Sinas Chinam comes when there's a lack of bitachon. If a mensch is living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Ploini is just a shliach from Hashem. In the famous Maizu with Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Vahu Gavra, and he sees that Bar Kamsa sitting in his simcha, what should he have said? It's min HaShemayim. Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, we had this whole machloikus with Bar Kamsa. Goodness knows how long it's gone on for. Maybe don't even remember why I don't speak to Bar Kamsa. He's a gefährlicher Mensch. Weistois, he wants, beyom simchos, he wants to come and make up. Gewaltig min HaShemayim. And if he would find out it was a mistake, Bar Kamsa didn't come himself. Bar Kamsa thought that that was what was going on. He would have found out it's a mistake. The mailman delivered the invitation to the wrong person. It was a mistake. Min HaShemayim, the Eibishter wants Bar Kamsa to be here. Let's make up. And when Bar Kamsa offers to pay for half the Suda, the Zicha Min HaShemayim, don't have to pay for the Chasna. Half of it is me and half of it is the Mechutn. I'll get away with nothing. Gewaldig Min HaShemayim. No, it's Bar Kamsa. Is that terrible mensch? It's him. It's not the Eibishter. Oh, but it's gewaldig. He was a choshev mensch. He had the Gdoile Hador sitting by his Suda. Was a stam a person. He was a very choshev mensch. Stam a big gvir. He supported all the yeshivas. Stam a yid a tzadik lichoyra. Oiskim b'toyra. Mitzvahs gminas chasodim. The world looks gewaldig. Oh, it's missing the premiers. And if there's sinas chinam, there's no bitachon. You're not living with the Eibishter. If we're not living with the Eibishter says, I can't be here. You're going to have your Beis HaMikdash. I can't be here if you don't want me to be here. You can make your kabbonis, but if you're not living with me, then your kabbonis are worthless. Bottle atomit. Kimdumani. It's Boshet. If we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi said, we haven't been metaken. We haven't fixed it up. If we would have fixed it up, we'd have the Beis HaMikdash. We're at the beginning of the Puronius, this period, the Makel Shokade. It's one Mahalach. If we're not living with the Eibishter, then the end is the Churban. Today, the Shiva Asa B'Talmus is the shorish of everything. Nishtabra Aluchos, that's where it all starts. Are we living with the base Bailo? Are we living with our Kodesh Baruch Hu? Externally, it looks gewaldig. So many people learning Torah is gewaldig. Dikdukim mitzvahs. The dikdukim we have in mitzvahs today, who knows when they ever had such a level of dikdukim mitzvahs. People's tefillin are so meduktuk to the minute millimeter, the ribua, the talad minim, the kashrus, v'chule, ben mamesh lo yu'umin. Gewaldig! Thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people learning Torah. Those who kavua in yeshivas, the daf ayomi spread all over the world. Everybody being learning Torah is meridik. Well, we're missing the pnimius. Have we fixed up the sinas chinam and the machloikas? Are we living with the pnimius with our hakara? There's only the Rabbeinu Shalom. Well, there's our Yiddish kind, and there's something else. And all these something else, all these tzlomim, not just two, but lots of tzlomim, Mamid Baheichal. If we bring into the Heichal the Hashbos and the Goyim and the Shinkalach and the smartphones and the dumb phones and the Allah Zachen and the internets and the Mises, we bring it into the Heichal Mamish, we bring Mamid the Tzlomim in the Heichal. With the Heichal, they didn't destroy the Heichal, they didn't build another temple. and put the tzlomim in the temple, in the Rabbeinu Shalom's Beis HaMikdash. In the previous, Sinas Chinam, Bitochen with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what we're missing. Can't be metakin the whole world. We can't be metakin acherim. Oh, it's a day to think and realize the aschola of the 3 weeks. It's a day to wake us up and think, me, in my life, am I living with einoid melavadai? Is it just an erusin? Or in my life do I have a gedar of a nisuin? In my life do I see, it's not Yena Bocher, it's not this person, not that koyach, it's not this, not this, not that. It's the Eibishtan, living with the Eibishtan. I want to be with the Eibishtan. I don't want anything else. And the matzav around us causes such tsar. Even if I can't fix it up, but it causes a tsar. Here I've got 3 weeks to express that tsar. Bez Hashem, the Novi says, the Tzoyim Aravi, the Tzoyim HaChamishi, the Tzoyim HaAsiri, Tzoyim HaShvi, the Tzoyim HaAsiri, will be Nefach. Maral asks, what do you mean the Tzoyim HaRavi? Well, the Tzoyim HaRavi should be the Yom of the Tzoyim of the Ravi. Today will become a Yom Tov. Today, not the Tzoyim. No, if I can't. From the Etzim Tzoyim, from the fact that we misabel, kol misabel al Yerushalayim zoyche v'roye b'simchosa. The smichas aparshis in Shmone Esrei, the brocha bitochen al atzadikim, mishon and mivtoch, the Rabbeinu Shalom helps us, mishon and mivtoch, the mishon is a cane. It helps us to get to bitochen. The Eibish should bring us to bitochen. When we have that bitochen, when we're living with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then v'li Yerushalayim ircha berachamim toshuv. Rabbeinu Shel Olam will come back. Ritzei v'amcho Yisrael uvisfilosam. What are our tefillas? We say the words. Are we davening to the Eibishter? Ritzei v'amcha Yisrael v'isfilosam v'hoshe v'isavoidon l'dvir beisecha. Bring the Beis HaMikdash back. The avoidon should go to the Beis HaMikdash. What, our avoidon? We say the words quickly as we can and yotze zayin, is the Eibishter part of our tefillas? Alavai, if we can make the Rabbeinu Shalom part of our tefillas, v'hoshe v'isavoidon l'dvir beisecha. When our avoid will be the rotzon lefonov, see the rotzon, tell me the avoid as Yisrael amecha. If that's all we can do to make it the rotzon Hashem, like we spoke last week, when it's the rotzon Hashem, when we'll have a guf bari, then v'sechezeno einenu v'shuv charetzim beracha.